Hello and welcome to another episode of Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen, and today I have with me once again Jean-Baptiste Onofre. He will be a familiar face because we talked with him last week about ActiveMQ, and he's involved in a number of projects at the foundation. Let's go ahead and get started with this. Apache Carafe is a project that's been around for quite a long time. It's got a number of sub-projects. And it's fairly familiar to people that do any kind of cloud computing, although some people are probably using maybe a downstream of it. But let's start with the basics. What is Apache Carafe?
Apache Carafe, the rationale of a project is basically to provide a kind of application runtime ecosystem. So originally, it was based on OIGI, and it's still the case for up to Carafe 4. So the purpose is to provide out of the box some kind of core feature that you can leverage as a developer. So you need to deploy an application and you want to leverage some existing features provided by Carafe, and you deploy your application on top of Carafe. That's the rationale. And as you mentioned, Rich, there are different sub-projects in Carafe, and the purpose is to extend the core of runtime with additional features we can leverage. For instance, you want to have some kind of monitoring in your application, you're going to just deploy Carafe Decanter to provide the feature you need for that. So that's the original and the rationale of Carafe ecosystem.
On the website, I see that there's been a recent release of 4.3. Can you tell us what's new in that and what's still being worked on?
Carafe 4 branch is still the stable one. And in this branch, it means that obviously we cover some security issue, we update some dependency we have in the project, but we are also doing new improvement, especially about the cloud. So to have a better integration of Carafe and your application in the cloud, and especially with Kubernetes, what we did is to provide new additional feature. I'm thinking in Carafe for free, one of the new feature we introduced is basically to override any configuration using an existing Kubernetes config map, for instance. So that's the new feature we added in any releases. On the other hand, we're also working out on Carafe 5, which is the new big change. And it's not really a refactoring because it's backward compatible with what you are doing using Carafe 4, but it introduced Carafe is a more generic runtime. It's more than only OSGI. I mean, it's, up to now, we are really focused on OSGI, and I'm strongly think that it's still interesting. And in different use cases, it's very interesting to leverage and to use OSGI. But we have to agree that there are other technologies on all the frameworks on the market, and the purpose of Carafe is to be flexible enough to be able to run any kind of applications, including, I don't know, micro-profile application using CDI or Spring Boot application or whatever, but all running in the same runtime. So that's the big, not really change, but the big improvement and a new thing we are preparing for Carafe 5. It's still under design, I would say. It's not yet GA ready, but we are moving forward pretty good and pretty fast, actually. And the mojo of Carafe is still the same, doing thing well but easy. That's really since the beginning what we are, the focus we have in the community.
Do you have some kind of an estimate of when 5 would be available?
Oh, that's a good question. The first preview, and it's not really an announcement, but it's more a preview of the Carafe 5 capabilities will stand during ApacheCon. So we have a session, and I have a chance to give a talk about Carafe 5 during ApacheCon on the highlight track. So that's really great to have some preview, where it come from, what's the purpose of Carafe 5. An estimation of first RC release candidate, probably before the end of this year. That's really the target. So before the end of 2021, we should have a first GA of Carafe 5. Certainly with not all the services we have in mind, but at least some running, ready-to-run instance of Carafe 5. So that's the purpose.
Now, as of this recording, ApacheCon is just a little over a week out, and by the time I publish this, it'll be 1 week from the time that you all are viewing this. So that's pretty close. Can you give us some examples of some big flagship use cases of Caref that are in the wild?
I would say that the main use cases where we see Caref very popular is first around, I would say, generally speaking, data integration and IoT. So due to the fact that by default, Caref is a more dynamic kind of runtime application. So it means that you can run Caref and then deploy stuff on it. So it's very flexible and popular when you use IoT, where you need to deploy new integration process or stuff like that. So especially when you combine Caref with other projects like ActiveMQ we discussed last week, or Carmel or CXF, you have a very well-designed integration platform for data integration. So that's data integration / IoT is the first use case. The second use case is more, I would say, microservice gathering. So it means that when you do microservices, you have a bunch of atomic runtime that takes step by step, it takes more and more resources on your cloud system. So sometimes you want to gather your microservices in a kind of single runtime where you can scale up, scale down pretty easily. So Caref is very popular when you want to gather multiple microservices as a on a unique runtime. So if I take some names, for instance, we have a talk in 2019 during ApacheCon from Netflix, where Netflix are using Caref for the encoding workflow platform. So basically all the encoders, which are a very specific algorithm, are orchestrated by Caref. We also have, obviously, Talent Integration Cloud is using Caref as a runtime. So, I mean, there are different people that use Caref and all the open source projects as well. But yeah, the main use cases we use for Caref is microservices / IoT platform.
So the project is just over 10 years old.
Correct.
And all of the project itself and the sub-projects have a wine theme.
Yeah.
What's the French story behind that? So that's you then?
the project started from Service Mix. Service Mix is still around. It's an ESB, an Apache ESB and service platform. In Service Mix 3, we were based 100% on Spring at that time. We decided in the community to prepare Service Mix 4, and the purpose of Service Mix 4 was to be more dynamic, meaning that it was easier to deploy stuff in Service Mix 4 extra. But we have some existing features from Service Mix 3 we wanted to keep in Service Mix 4. So all the log management, all the auth deployment, all about configuration and extra. So we started to create what we named the Service Mix kernel. So the kernel, it was the small piece using OSGI that we needed to create the Service Mix 4. And pretty quickly, we had all the project in the foundation that said, okay, what you did for Service Mix is pretty interesting, and maybe we can leverage this for all the project. I'm thinking about Carmel that came later. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about Archiva. I'm thinking about all the project like this. And so what we decided to do is to move a Service Mix kernel outside of Service Mix itself and to create a TLP based on Service Mix kernel. And so this Service Mix kernel became Caref. And the K of Caref is because the K is for kernel, because it came from the Service Mix kernel. And why Caref is simply because it's a container. It's a container where you can put stuff on it. And so if you take a look about wine, is where Caref is where you pour your wine to give all the flavor of your wine. And so Caref is it comes like from there. So that's the story about the name and where it come from.
I'm always a big fan of names that clearly had a lot of thought put into them. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
With the push toward 5, I imagine that there's lots of opportunities for interested new developers to get involved in almost, I mean, it's not a reboot, of course, you said, but it's a new effort. What sort of skills would somebody need to get involved? What languages is it written in?
Caref 4 was and still on using Java and OSGI. Kara 5 is still using Java, but it's less OSGI. It's more, I would say, pure Java and service provider interface. So if you are very familiar with just speaking Java and SP and all of this stuff, yeah, you can join pretty easily. The good thing is, I think that the core services we plan in Kara 5 are not very rocket science. I mean, they are more, we have to build stuff, a lot of different core services, but I think that anyone can join and help. That's pretty easy. You don't have to be a senior developer for 20 years or whatever. Any people can join and participate. It's pretty open. And I think it's maybe easier than in the past because OSGI needs some kind of ramp up to understand how it works internally and all the class loaders and all this stuff. It's less true for Kara 5. I think Kara 5 is probably easier to jump on. And so, yeah, anyone that would like to join and experiment and take a look about what is Kara 5 and what we plan, is really welcome, but no special skills or requirements, just Java. That's it.
Where do we come talk to you? What's the primary place that your community communicates?
I would say that definitely Kara website gives you a lot of resources and details about what is Kara, the activity of a project. Definitely the main list are also pretty important, and it's where we communicate a lot. So both user and dev mailing lists. And we also have a Slack channel on the ESF Slack. So it means that you can jump on Slack and yeah, give a try on Kara, ask your questions. If you want to participate on Kara 5, yeah, then that's fine. We are pretty open. So yeah, main list, Kara website, Slack is all the channels we are using.
All right. Well, thank you again for your time. And I look forward to seeing your presentation next week at ApacheCon.
Thanks. Likewise. Thanks.